The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
It started as a whisper until you screamed it at the top of your lungs. We gained momentum. You made us unstoppable. We had a vision for change. You made it a revolution. We told you we are the future, until you told us the future is now.
We are NXT!
Hello, and welcome to the NXT cast. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss Simi. How are you, Miss Simi?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining me once again here on the CSPN for the NXT cast. The WrestleCast and NXT cast can be found on the web at cspn.us. You can subscribe to the NXT cast by subscribing to the WrestleCast-the CSPN. All you have to do is subscribe to the logo that has the New Day holding the WrestleCast sign, and you will be getting NXT cast each and every week, and you can hear me and Miss Simi share our commentary with color on NXT. So, Miss Simi, it was Super Tuesday number two.
Oh gosh. Super Tuesday that I watched at 7 o'clock in the morning.
On Super Tuesday.
Because my goddamn neighbors decided to have a freaking fist fight outside in the parking lot. Because one of them was making 7 in the goddamn morning. Just woke me up out of my sleep.
And the reason was because of what?
Because one of them was making noise. I'm like, really? So I gotta be awake. Kept you awake.
They went from making noise to making a ruckus.
Just a hella ruckus. Just out in the parking lot, just fighting. I was just like, guys, it's too early. I've only had 4 hours of sleep, and now I'm awake, and I can't go back to bed. So I watched. NXT. Okay. That's what I did this morning. I was just like, good. All right, let's watch it now.
Well, hey, I was just that's a good use of your time.
At least it was that. And then I fell asleep like 4 hours later. But still, it was so early. I was so angry. Eyes all red. Headache building.
NXT opens with the recap video reminding us that they ended the four-way Iron Man match in a draw last week. Mm-hmm. So there's no messing around. We're getting right to it. Versus Finn Balor for the NXT Championship.
Adam Cole again, staring a hole right into Finn Balor. Cole charges it. Oh, got caught with Sling Blade in Cole. Finn Balor now on one leg, trying his best, and dropping Cole center of the ring. NXT Championship again, hanging in the balance, and it's Finn Balor trying to will himself to victory. Double dropkick. Cole is down. Cole may be out. This is the moment for Finn Balor.
Finn Balor moving incredibly gingerly on that knee. I don't even know if he can climb the ropes here.
Can the Prince recapture his kingdom and become NXT champion? Two number one.
That's it.
Can Balor cover Cole?
He's blown his knee out.
Into the cover for the NXT Championship.
No way. Cole kicked out.
Adam Cole has kicked out. No one has ever kicked out of the coup de grace. Wait a minute, Cole caught inside cradle. Shoulders down and Cole again. Another near fall. Super kick. Balor may be out. Time for Cole to capitalize. And Adam Cole looking for the last shot. Wham! Connects. And Adam Cole closing in. Hooks the leg. Title on the line.
What?
And it's Balor again. Neither of these superstars win are going to have the referee stop this match for anything. And Balor to the top. Super kick to the knee. Balor rocked. And Adam Cole now his way to the outside. Who is walking out of NXT Super Tuesday 2 with the NXT Championship around their waist?
Both men running on fumes here, and that is not how you want to be balanced in a precarious position like this. On the top rope.
On the top rope. Balor. Oh, my God. 1916. From the top. Balor to the cover. Count. We have a new NXT Champion. Here is your winner. Champion, Finn Balor! Beth, you said it from the start. Can the Prince recapture his kingdom? He has indeed done that.
What a spectacle! Finn Balor standing tall, doing everything he said he would do from since returning to NXT. This is the moment he's worked for.
They proceeded to put on a Matt Classic. You could tell about halfway. It's been a while since I've seen a match do this. But they get kind of in that middle part. And the guys like realize like, oh, we're having a really good match. So we need to turn it up just a little bit more. Yeah, that's what these two did.
Yep.
And your new NXT champion is Finn Balor. Miss Simi,
that's goddamn right. Hell yeah, I'm happy. Couldn't be as excited because, again, 7 o'clock in the morning, really early. But goddamn, if it was, if I was more awake, I would have been jumping all over this apartment. Oh, I was so happy because I was like, if you don't put this belt on my man, I'll be so mad. So excited. Such a good match. I really, really, really like this match. Like, they really were putting on a classic. They were, like, grappling more. There was more like submission hold, and woo, so good. So good. And that ending, great. What I needed. Thanks. Thanks for giving me what I wanted.
It was a long and winding road.
Yep.
But Finn Balor is back atop NXT.
Hell yeah.
This was great. I don't. There's not a lot you can add to it.
Right.
You know, it's probably the two best in ring guys they got. At least, you know, I guess you could include Johnny Gargano in there if you wanted to, you know, just have an argument. But, you know, like I said, they got to a point in this match around the middle where I think they realized, like, damn, we're having a good match. And then they
right up
and brought you down the stretch. And, yeah, that last 1916 off the top was pretty nasty.
Oh, it was so good. When he did, like, that inverted 1916, so, like, a 16-19, great. It was amazing. I was like, yes.
So, congratulations to Finn Balor. He told us that, you know, he was coming for that title. He was going to get that
title. Yeah, he did.
And he lived up to his word.
Yep. And then they had the little backstage, like, little moment where they did the little too sweet thing. It was just like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, Adam Cole and Finn taking it back to the Bullet Club days.
Yeah.
The ROH days. New Japan a little bit there too when they were both in Bullet Club. So you never forget where you come from in this wrestling business. So yeah, that was that little moment made me think that might be it for Adam Cole. That was like a behind the scenes moment.
Yeah.
There, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then he was like, when they interview him later, he was like more like, not as like, I'm going to come back and get it. It was more like, you know, I didn't win it this time, but I was just like, oh, look at the sportsmanship.
Rhea Ripley promises to hurt Mercedes Martinez in their steel cage match later in the night.
Yeah.
Miss Simi's favorite, Robert Stone, pulls Mackenzie Mitchell aside to brag about finding Shotzi Blackheart's tank. Shotzi shows up and levels him. Aaliyah gets involved but ends up crashing into Io Shirai in the midst of her photo shoot. Io chases Aaliyah to the ring where Shotzi is waiting. They both beat up Aaliyah and Io hits her with a sweet looking backbreaker. Robert Stone goes up top to try to get involved, but Shotzi saves Io and then hits him with a hard right hand. Io and Shotzi then both go up on the ropes and hit Stone and Aaliyah. Well, Shotzi hits the senton on Aaliyah and Io hit the moonsault on Robert Stone. So Io and Shotzi high fives. Shotzi hands Io her title but pulls it back and starts to laugh. Io snatches the title. She shoots a dirty look at Shotzi Blackheart and says, "Don't make me hurt you." The only thing that was missing was really, it was like the look was like the bitch.
Exactly. She was just like, "Girl, don't play with me." I was like, "Woo, play with me. Do it. Fight, fight, fight."
I was like, whoa.
Right?
She turned that. It was real like, haha, this was fun. Beating up Robert Stone and Aaliyah to, "Oh, you messing with my title?"
Exactly. Right. She was like, don't play with me. I was just like, yes. Because at first I was just like, so we haven't seen Io and then she's going to feud with Aaliyah? Like, what the hell is this bullshit? And then, but when it happened, I was just like, oh, okay. Yep. I'm here for this. Yes. Give me Io versus Shotzi because that's going to be a real good time.
At the Gargano household, Candace and Johnny seem to have different opinions on Tegan Nox showing up for dinner.
I agree with Johnny.
Candace likes this friendship, but Johnny seems against it. Tegan walks in and Johnny immediately questions her, bringing pizza to Mia's Yim's house a while back. He says they're going to have Candace and Tegan are going to have a talk after the break. But before that, we have a new member of the NXT roster, Ashanti the Adonis. Facing off against Velveteen Dream, a.k.a. Scott Steiner, Big Papa Pump, and this new TV he's got going on. So Velveteen Dream talks smack, but Adonis isn't intimidated. Adonis comes back with the DDT and a flurry of moves. But Velveteen Dream uses nefarious tactics to get the advantage, and then he hits him with the Death Valley Driver. And Velveteen Dream gets the win.
I was hoping the other guy would win. I just side-eye Velveteen Dream all the time now.
It's the sentiment when Velveteen Dream begins to wrestle now. Nobody behind him. He has lost all of his fans.
Yep. Definitely has. Just like, because
the hashtag was like, oh, on this next part. Because after the match, Kushida runs out. Not Back to the Future Kushida with the bubble vest and the watch on. Mm-mm. Oh, no, we got street clothes and the hard bottoms Kushida. He gets some revenge on Velveteen Dream from a few weeks ago. He pulls Velveteen Dream's arm and rams his shoulder into the ring post several times.
Yeah.
And then he does the arm bar, you know, on the ropes. And basically there's, you know, it's not a five count. It's not a match. So he's just kind of holding Velveteen Dream there for quite a while. Velveteen Dream is screaming, "Get him off me, get him off me." Finally, they restrain Kushida and get him to the back. And the damage has been done.
And I was just like, "Do it again, Kushida, do it again." That's what I said.
Oh, my gosh. We go to a vignette. Fandango, they're talking about winning the NXT tag team titles. Breezango, the team, Fandango and Tyler Breeze. Fandango says his belt smell like gold, baby oil, and success. Imperium also has a little part in this vignette. Imperium says that Breezango are jokes, who made a mockery of the titles, and they're going to have a rematch next Wednesday.
Listen, they beat you. You just gonna have to get over it.
Tyler Breeze is like, "Well, we the jokes, y'all are the punchline." Rematch next Wednesday.
Yay. They better retain too.
Back to the Gargano household where Johnny flat out says it was an awkward dinner. He steps away after realizing he probably was the cause. Candace wants Tegan to admit her mistakes, and Tegan says she was the only one who betrayed her. She was the one who betrayed her. Candace mentions the pizza thing, and Tegan brings up her friend being put through a table. Tegan says Johnny seems to be changing her, but Candace says this is who she's always been. Candace says that she's been a big sister who has never taken her down a path, down a bad path, so why would she start now? Tegan seems to be mulling things over. So what do you think about Real Housewives of NXT so far?
It's not working for me this time around. It's just something about it. It's not working. Maybe it's just because they just did this with Tegan and Dakota. And I'm like, okay, so then we're going to do this again with Tegan and Candace. It's just like, it's not working. Unless the thread is just like Tegan is the consistently bad friend, which is what I say, but that's not the story they're telling. So I don't, it's just, it's not working for me. This promo even was just like real awkward, just because like I saw Tegan like keep trying like not to laugh, or she was kind of laughing in like some parts of it, and it was like, and it's pre-recorded, and it's like you still can't keep it together. It just it didn't work for me.
This works for you though. Austin Theory versus Bronson Reed.
Yeah.
Bronson Reed misses the charge and crashes into the bottom turnbuckle. That allows Austin Theory to take control, and he wears Reed down for a little bit. Bronson Reed then hits the jagged edge for a two count. Theory gets a two count of his own on a rolling blockbuster, but Bronson Reed rallies and he gets the win with a top rope splash they're calling the tsunami, as Bronson Reed gets a little bit of revenge over Austin Theory.
Yay! And it's resident thick boy Austin Reed NXT. Why you gotta make him freaking colossal freaking Bronson Reed now? Because you didn't come up with thick boy. It sounded better. But my boy got the win. That's all that matters.
Yeah. This was actually a pretty good match. Austin Theory. Austin Theory is a good wrestler. He just got
in a
position where he just got too much too soon.
Right. But he's really good. I like him.
This is the part where Adam Cole was interviewed about the loss. He's disappointed, but admits that the better man won. He says he respects Finn, but promised that the outcome would be different if he got another shot at that NXT title.
Just the sportsmanship. I was like, aw.
Yeah, very reserved. Adam Cole there. Mercedes Martinez says she finds the strongest and toughest to take and takes them out. That's who Rhea is, and she won't stop until there's nothing left of her. Next up, Killian Dane versus Roderick Strong. Killian Dane shrugs off Roddy's offense and wails on him. Dane then adds a uranage, but Bobby Fish pulls Roddy off the apron heading into the commercial break. Dane begins to overpower Roderick Strong to put him back on the defensive, but Bobby Fish pulls Roderick Strong to safety. The distraction allows Roderick Strong to hit a jumping knee and defeat Killian Dane.
Oh, bye-bye. I don't really care for Killian Dane. Every time he shows up, I'm like, oh, okay, you're still here. I guess.
Bobby Fish, the best wingman ever, because he's always one for the team.
He really is, just like always there to just help out.
Undisputed Era jump Killian Dane until Drake Maverick shows up with the bat to even the odds.
That was dumb.
Ever Bobby Fish chop blocks Drake to take him down. Dane gets the bat and chases off the Undisputed Era. Dane drops the bat and goes to leave, but Drake wants a handshake. Instead, Killian Dane knocks him out again.
What did you think was going to happen? What happened last time, Drake? What happened last time? Same thing that happened this time. You don't learn from mistakes. I don't know. It's like, why don't you learn? Why don't you learn from things that happened before? What's wrong with you?
At the Gargano household, Candace and Tegan cheers to their friendship and to Candace being the next NXT Women's Champion. Tegan questions this, but Candace says that she's had her chance. Tegan reminds her that she has also never beaten Io Shirai either. So Candace throws the salad bowl on top of Tegan's head. Tegan throws some food back. Johnny comes over and calls Tegan a piece of garbage and that he's never understood a word she said. Tegan says, fuck you, and dumps a bowl of pasta on his head. Candace throws something, but Tegan ducks, and it breaks their TV, and Tegan runs out of the house.
See, you can't come to my house throwing spaghetti, breaking my television. No. Very rude. I would appreciate that, Tegan.
For what it's worth, though, it was Candace who threw the, I guess that was like a some type of object. I don't even know what that was. I was going to say a shoe, but it wasn't a shoe.
It was something, I don't know. Paperweight, I don't know what it was.
Damian Priest is interviewed as he would defend his North American title against Timothy Thatcher next week. He calls Thatcher ugly and says he won't need to watch footage because he'll tell him what he's going to do and he's just going to kick his ass.
That's so rude. I was like, God damn it, David. That's not the
case. Yeah, because earlier in the night, Timothy Thatcher was watching some video on Damian Priest, and he was kind of breaking down when he does his big moves, how he leaves himself exposed to all of the awful things that Timothy Thatcher can do to you.
It's like, for the first time, you weren't like freaking attacking people. You were just watching a video. I was like, look at that. That's nice. What a nice change of pace for your victims. I mean, students.
Next week, as we mentioned, Io Shirai is going to face off against Shotzi Blackheart. That has all the makings of a lot of fun between those two women. Definitely want to see it after a little interaction tonight and on NXT. Now it's time for our main event of the evening. Mercedes Martinez versus Rhea Ripley steel cage match. Rhea locks in the hanging reverse cloverleaf, but Martinez gets a kendo stick and uses it to break free. Robert Stone tries to enter the cage, but Rhea cuts him off and headbutts him. She wants to superplex him into the cage, but Mercedes Martinez cracks Rhea with the kendo stick a few times to stop the superplex. We get a neckbreaker off the top by Mercedes Martinez. Then the two women trade shots, and Martinez sets up a table as she goes up to the top with Rhea. Rhea blocks the Super Fisherman Buster and the Spine Buster. Rhea then uses headbutts to set up the Avalanche Riptide through the table. And Rhea Ripley gets the 1-2-3 and is victorious over Mercedes Martinez in a steel cage match.
This was a good-ass match. Yeah, they were just like throwing each other around. I was like, holy shit. It was so good. I really enjoyed this match.
Very good steel cage match.
Yeah. Yeah. Robert Stone tried to like climb that cage, and then he was just like suspended up there. Woo! That was so funny. I was like, what an idiot. It was hilarious.
This was a show of NXT that was like a sandwich.
Right.
It had like two really good outside parts, the main event and the opening match. And then it had a little bit of goodness in the middle with that EO and Shotzi little interaction. The Austin Theory Bronson Reed match was really good there in the middle. And then it had like sometimes when they get your order wrong, that would be the Killian Dane versus Roderick Strong match. That's like, I really know. This seems a little out of
place. Right. Exactly.
But other than that, this was really a strong episode of NXT.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I enjoyed this one a lot.
Yeah, even if you didn't really care for the, you know, Candice LeRae, Tegan Knox, Real Housewives of NXT segment, at least they did a lot of callbacks. They didn't just, you know, be like, oh, ho, hum. Where Johnny was like, nah, man, nuh-uh.
Right.
She didn't even be in our house. You know what happened the last time? She embarrassed us. So we ain't gonna let that happen again.
Exactly. Like, it's just, the thing that's not working for me is mostly Tegan, because it's just like the story is just, it doesn't make, I don't know. It was just weird. I'm like, I don't like this. It's just too close to the Dakota thing. And it just confirms my Tegan Knox is a bad friend theory. And it doesn't work for me.
Yeah, I think you have definitely fleshed that idea out and have been proven right, because that seems to be the common denominator in these storylines that Tegan Knox has had, is that all your so-co friends seem not to be rocking with you no more. You think it's their fault, but
it's not.
So yeah, this was a very strong episode of NXT. Another night that was on Tuesday. I know you work on that day, so
you don't
really have a gauge as to what it would be like to have this come on every week on Tuesday. But I think if the ratings are really good, which I'm pretty sure they should be since they started off with that championship match, WWE may kind of talk to USA and be like, hey, player, what y'all got going on at 8 o'clock on Tuesdays is better than this.
I mean, it's probably just another SCU marathon, so. Either that or, like, Miz and Mrs.
So, there's been a lot of talk about maybe them trying to take over Tuesdays.
No, fine. You can't. They just can't keep messing with my schedule. We're going to be on Tuesday. Fine. Be on Tuesday. But you can't be switching back and forth. Okay?
All right.
Screws me up. Because then I think it's Thursday the next day, and it's not. So, too much.
So, your final thoughts on this week's edition of NXT? Did you feel the same way I did about, you know, strong beginning, strong end? Something's good in the middle. Something's not quite so good in the middle.
Yeah, I like this episode. This was a really strong episode. I was surprised that they were like, we're going to start with Adam and Finn right now. And I was really happy to see Mercedes and Rhea Ripley be the main event because they deserved it and they definitely showed out. So it was a really good episode. Enjoyed the first match and the last match a lot. I really, really liked the EO and Shotzi little thing. Hopefully it's kind of like a longer feud than just like a one and done and then just move on. Because I feel like they haven't really like booked EO's like title reign as like very memorable. Like there's been like maybe one or two things, but it hasn't been like a good, a really like standout reign like I expected. So hopefully this is going to be like kind of a longer feud, not just like a one and done. But I'm excited to see what's going to happen with that. Did you see that Robert Stone, he gave Mercedes Martinez a restraining order?
What?
Yeah. It was like unlike one of those like WWE exclusives or whatever. He gave it to like the blonde announcer, and she was just like, "Oh, Mercedes, like Robert gave this to me. I don't really think it's legal for me to give it to you, but he gave it to me to give to you." And it was a restraining order. And I was like, he's such an idiot. So that was fun. So, it was a really strong episode. I enjoyed it.
So is she in or is she out of the Robert Stone brand now?
I don't know. But she tore it up and walked away. Like, what the fuck? So I was like, let's see what's going to happen there. So,
yeah, that's
like, he tweeted something weird and Beth Phoenix was like, did you tweet this from the top of the cage? I was just like, yo, flame him. It's hilarious. So we'll see what happens with them. But that was funny.
Yeah,
it was a good episode. I enjoyed it.
Stone has kind of found his lane here in NXT as just a you know, entertainment guy, comedy manager.
Mm-hmm. Ever since he started doing cocaine, it was just went up from there.
Oh man, yeah, the man was. I mean, hey, he lost his woman. Chelsea Green was like, I'm out.
Mm-hmm. And I guess he was just...
Yeah, he had the blues. He had the blues. All right, Miss Simi, so unless there's anything else that you'd like to touch on before we head out, or just direct everybody over to the dark match over on the Patreon page, patreon.com/CSPN Media, where you can hear Miss Simi's thoughts on Sasha and Bayley breaking up.
Oh.
Roman getting to face Jey Uso at... Class of Champions, we discuss it all. And we also review AEW All Out and AEW Dynamite for this week as well. That can be found on Dark Match over on the Patreon page. That's once again patreon.com/CSPN Media. Please subscribe and support the podcast. It'd be greatly appreciated. And you get to hear more of our commentary with color.
Woo.
So, Ms. Simi,
enjoy our rants.
At this time, it's time for you to give your shout-outs. Thank yous.
Well, shout-out to you, as always, Don. Shout-out to the CSPN family, Ms. Didi Jonet, Mr. Samuel Kalunga, Mo, Classic, Kwan, Anwar Star. And shout out to you guys in the hashtag. It's always fun seeing your commentary and also all your videos. They're hilarious.
Thank you once again, Miss Simi, for joining me again on the NXT cast for another week. It's always a pleasure to talk this wrestling with you and hear your views and ideas. Thank you to Mo_Reese for the Raw cast that we just recorded and put out yesterday. So please check that out as we review Monday Night Raw and the new addition to the Hurt Business. Shout out to Miss J to the Max as we had our SmackDown Matters review from last week as we talked about the breakup between Sasha Banks and Bayley. It's just so devastating to my heart.
It is. Very brutal.
Shout out to Anwar Starwin. We released a cast of Strong Style a couple of weeks ago on their big stadium show that they had a couple of weeks back. So please check that out. Also check out the new episode of The Push as Sean, a.k.a. Shallon Shogun M.A., goes on a rant where he talks about us owing Charlotte Flair an apology.
No, we don't.
Charlotte's number one fan strikes again, y'all. But check that out over there on The Push. That show is a lot of fun. They have a lot of opinions and hot takes, and this is definitely an episode full of those from Shallon Shogun. Shout out to Miss Didi Jonay. Shout out to Sam. Shout out to Greg. Shout out to Classic. Shout out to Mel, because Mel always gets shout out. Shout out to Miss Jupiter Julep was sleep though. Madam Lizette, my ladies from the Forever Young cast. All of the Wrestle Bays, all the members of the Glow. Shout out to everybody that meets us in the hashtag each and every week. If you guys want to be a guest on the show, just reach out to me through the WrestleCast Twitter account or Don Delarante on Twitter, and you guys can come and chop it up with us. It's been a while since we had a guest, so you know, if you want to come talk this NXT or Raw or SmackDown matters, you'll have to be vetted by the host of the shows first and foremost. But other than that, if you're cool people, we'll let you on the show and you can share your commentary with color. But Miss Simi, anything else you'd like to add one last time?
Will Smith and Aunt Viv are talking again, so the world is getting right.
The first Aunt Viv, dark skinned Aunt Viv, is back in the fold, so everything is good. Yes,
yeah, when we say Aunt Viv, I mean just I don't acknowledge the light skin on Viv. I'm sorry. I'm sure you're a very nice lady, but no. Not around these parts.
So for my co-host, Miss Simi, I'm your host, Don Delarente. This has been the NXT cast. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Bye. Wear your masks. Don't beat up your friends.
Listen, emergency press conference, okay? Emergency press conference. Business is business. I know it's late, but we gotta do this. Due to creative differences, the Robert Stone brand and Mercedes Martinez have parted ways, okay? No one is bigger than the Robert Stone brand. Robert Stone isn't bigger than the Robert Stone brand. And Mercedes, she wanted to take my brand in a different direction. And this hurts me a lot. I mean, Mercedes was like a big sister to Aaliyah.
She didn't even talk to me.
Aaliyah, you're in denial. But here's the deal. Now that Mercedes is gone, I got more cap space. Okay, I got a little more cheddar so I could sign some more big name TV talent. But remember, don't call me. I will call you. Thank you everyone for attending, and now I'm opening up the floor to anyone that has questions. We're an open book right now. RSV is an open book. Who's got a question?
Bob,
you right here.
Nobody here.
You right here. Let's tell you right here. You got a question? What do you got? I'm an open book. We're gonna answer anything.
Not me.
This is a once in a lifetime opportunity. Anybody? Are we getting calls, texts, anything? Is anyone asking any questions?
There's no calls.
Does anyone have a question for the Robert Stone brand? Mackenzie, come here. Mackenzie, come here. Come here, Mackenzie. Do you have any questions? You know me and you were... You know I like you, right? You gotta do me a big favor, okay? This right here is a restraining order for Mercedes Martinez. If I give this to her, something bad is going to happen. Aaliyah, hand it to her. Hand it to her. You need to find Mercedes and give her that, okay? Thank you very much. Let me know what happens, okay? Thank you. Thank you.